The studies will look at how the unexploded ordnance has migrated through the soil. They'll also help show the military the effects of unexploded ordnance on the environment and help determine how costly it will be to clean it up. Gene Null is a member of the Military Munition Rules Working Group at Fort McCoy. Null says the military is looking at old World War II sites where there was a different standard for cleanup. Null says winning the study is important to Fort McCoy. He says the fort will become better known to the unexploded ordnance community as a place to test new technology.
Congress is saying that we should identify places where unexploded ordnance is, and then we have to determine what we have to do for cleanup. And by doing this, we're getting free work instead of having to pay for it.
Fort McCoy was chosen for the studies because of its records of what ordnance was fired, when, and where. It also has cold weather that may have a different effect on how the unexploded bombs and ammunition deteriorate and move through the soil. Tests on inert ordnance will be conducted by Concurrent Technologies Corporation later this month and will be monitored for 18 months to see how it moves through the ground. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.